And now on to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. They include claims of faking numbers on bed blocking, and a city runner is to tackle the London Marathon dressed as an Aston Martin. But first, a mother of two was just seconds from death after an overturned lorry almost crushed her car.
Jo Chandler was heading towards the A47 Southern Bypass roundabout at Easton when a Bannum poultry lorry approaching from the right started to wobble. She performed an emergency stop just as the whole lorry tipped on its side and fell only a few feet away from the front of her car. Ms Chandler, 43, of Easton, whose partner Mark Overton and daughter Chloe were also in the car, said the incident was life-changing. She added, "I feel like the luckiest woman alive. A few feet further forward and I would not be here now. Neither would my daughter or partner. When I gave my statement to the police, they guessed we missed being killed by about 1 and 2 seconds. Mr. Overton managed to climb on top of the lorry and break his way into the cab to give its driver first aid before the emergency services arrived."
Students in Norfolk have come together for the second time to protest over the government's approach to climate change. Part of a global day of action, the strike outside the Forum in Norwich was one of dozens being held in 80 UK towns and cities. Student Florence Lonigan, 16, has organised the previous two events in Norwich and said there were roughly 400 to 500 people. During her speech, she said the protest shows just how much our generation cares about the world. And when asked why it is so important that young people get involved, she said, "We have 12 years before the damage is irreversible. Most of us won't even be 35 by that time."
A Norwich courtroom was forced to close after a woman falsely complained that she had been in contact with anthrax. Police were called to Norwich Crown Court to report the woman had been in contact with the infectious disease. Courtroom 2 was closed as a precaution, but officers later established the woman's claims were false. An ambulance and two police cars could be seen outside the court. Norfolk Police said the woman who made the claims was attending court. The courtroom later reopened.
By being named Aston Martin, you could say he was destined for a life in the fast lane, and now this 24-year-old is hoping to break a speedy world record. Norwich runner Aston Martin will be taking part in the London Marathon on April the 28th while dressed as an Aston Martin. He hopes to break the world record for running in the marathon dressed as a car. That was set by Thomas Bolton, dressed as Del Boy's yellow Robin Reliant in the London Marathon of 2017, and his time was 4 hours, 55 minutes and 9 seconds. Mr. Martin, who lives in Lakenham, said, "I'm not sure if anyone else can say they're named Aston Martin and they're going to run in the London Marathon dressed as an Aston Martin, so I'm trying to break a world record. My parents really did name me Aston Martin. I often have to show people my ID to prove it, since they don't believe me." Mr. Martin, who is a member of the Norwich Roadrunners Club, hopes to raise £2,000 for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Gin fans have helped raise more than £900 for Norfolk's Sight Loss charity during a cocktail evening held in Norwich. Drinks expert Johnny Wyndham from Van Vino led the evening, which saw guests learn about gin, its history and resurgence. It is the second time Mr. Wyndham has led an event to raise funds for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, which supports visually impaired people across the county to enjoy active, independent and fulfilled lives. NNAB Director Clive Evans said, "Fundraising is always better when it's fun, and the gin evening was certainly that."
NHS bosses were accused of faking the numbers by the head of Norfolk County Council's Adult Social Care Committee, who said the council was being unfairly blamed for delayed transfers of care from hospital. Each month, NHS England publishes figures about so-called bed blocking, in which it states whether a delay was down to the NHS, social care, or both. Those figures are collated for the county's various hospitals and trusts at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, but until now they were not given to the council for verification before the submission to NHS England. And at a meeting of the County Council's Adult Social Care Committee, James Bullion, Director of Adult Social Care, spoke of his frustration that the brunt of the blame was being attributed to issues with social care. Speaking after the meeting, he estimated 200 days of delayed transfers were wrongly attributed to social care. He said, "These are real people, and if you're in a position of focusing on who to blame, you are not focusing on the people and the real issues." Mr. Bullion said not having correct figures made it difficult to properly manage care and decide where to direct resources. With this in mind, the NHS and Adult Social Care have recently agreed some clearer protocols in the way we record data. In this way, we shall continue to work in partnership and improve care for local people.
A Norwich repair and maintenance firm has been fined £150,000 after an employee fell 2 metres while working on a roof. RFT Repairs Limited, which is based at King Street, pleaded guilty to breaching the Work at Height Regulations 2005. Barking Magistrates Court heard how a roofer who was working with a colleague to repair a leaky roof in Seaton Avenue in Felixstowe. There was no edge protection around the roof, the court heard, and access to it was via an unsecured ladder. So as the roofer used the ladder, it slipped and he fell from roughly 2 metres. He suffered contusion and bruising to his head, along with hearing damage. An investigation by the Health and Safety Executive found the assessment of the work prior to the arrival of the roofers on site was inadequate. There was neither a system for checking correct equipment for working at height being used, nor for supervision of the work on site. The firm, which is part of the flagship group, was fined £150,000 and ordered to pay costs of £5,391.76.
Well, that's all from Paddy and I, so we'll say goodbye now. It's over to Pauline Goldsworthy and Alan Shirley for the next part of Chatterbox.